Hello, everybody. Brian here, quantlabs.net. We are just about to go live on YouTube. Just wait for it to sync up. Today is May 10th. Let's get to the markets. Hello, everybody. Brian here, quantlabs.net. We are live on YouTube. So let me show you where...
Brian here, quantlabs.net. We are just about...
Shut up. Okay. There we are. So right now... This is where we're at right now on Yahoo Finance, real time. Again, May 10th at 3:36 p.m. New York time. Look at this. S&P down 2/3. Dow up 1/3. NASDAQ down 2+%. Russell down 2+%. Crude oil down only 1/10. Gold is up 1/3%. Silver is up down nearly a quarter. Forex is mixed. Bonds are moving. We'll cover the Forex here in a minute. Bitcoin's down as well as the crypto's down quite a bit. Actually, it's been like that for a while. So that's where we're at. Okay. And let's talk about this, where the world is going. As you know, we use MotoWave harmonic scans for this. And this is what we got. All right. So right now we have Australia doing strong concurrently. This is probably the strongest currency out there. It was Australia, Japanese yen. Now it's got a short. So as usual, some people will miss out on that. The markets here are just shorting, looking bad. The UK 100, Brent crude, even though there was some outage, it's still dropping. That's a world view, by the way, not just internally within the US. We also have here some other forex pairs. Everything in Australia is doing okay. Look at this spike here with the pound and the Australian dollar. It's got a long there. Now with the franc as well, the Swiss franc. Okay, so we get into the gold view. So we have here a short now, gold in Australia, gold in Swiss franc, pound. Okay, now it gets into the silver, same thing. This should not be happening. This is why you trade and go NORA with both silver and gold. Shorts all over the place. Now, this is where it gets interesting. I'm seeing more everything held in either Hong Kong or Singapore dollars and Japanese yen. Not so much in euro and US dollar. We've talked about that enough times. Here's our second short call, though, Australian Japanese yen. But here I've talked about this Australian Singapore dollar. It's got a trend up. We got two of those, two longs. So that says something right there about the Singapore dollar. Not because Singapore dollar is performing, but it would be looked upon as somewhat a safe haven. Quite a bit. Australia USD is now got a short here, but there's a lot of Australia, a lot of activity there. Now we're getting Euro, Euro Hong Kong short, Euro Norwegian as well. We always said that there's a long there. And then, of course, more of these that go on and on. Here's the interesting one. Hong Kong 33, really flat since March 7th. India is an interesting place. With all the problems that they have another upswing here for their market. But it's flat overall. It's very choppy. We've got a long here on the Japanese 225. Here, look at that steep rise there with the pound, British pound against the Singapore dollar. Yeah, it says something about that. But we have a short here on the New Zealand, Singapore. Okay. Now, this is where it gets interesting. UK 100, short. And then we have another short. Oh, sorry, that's a 10-year bond, a short there, but it's been very flat. Once you start seeing bonds shorting, then that tells you something about where the world's going. One thing I will say is we've not seen the gold silver ratio in the top picks here lately. So we're getting closer to it, I think. But once you start, as I said, seeing longs for the gold silver, which has been very, very reliable in all this, It says that we're reversing and going down. That's your real classic metric to watch for. So let's just see where it's at right now. So what we're talking about here is the XAU and XAG gold silver ratio, okay? You see it here. Here it's been in a decline, which is reliable, meaning the trend is going down, which means the markets have generally been strong. But when you start to see these spikes, okay, and how do I know all this? Well, I'll just look at the weekly view, okay? See that big spike there? When did that happen? February, March, when the world was ending pretty well. But it's been building, but coronavirus just came along and really spiked that. So that's how you know it's reliable. Coming back to this, we come more to the Australian, pound in the Australian. Now, this is where it gets very interesting about the U.S. We're not seeing the U.S. longs anymore, short there. This is where I start to worry as well. When you start to see these bonds, Treasury, U.S. 30, 5-year, they're short in here. These are very good metrics. You start to see more of these and you start to see the decline, which I've shown before. Since August, it's been declining. Again, this is where those repo operations took effect. So that's how you know this stuff works. But lately, with the latest stimulus, it's not increasing these bonds, but actually just stabilizes them. It doesn't really do a whole lot for the overall market. You can see, you can see the same general trend in these daily events. It's just because it's more sensitive on the short term. So this didn't affect until this year in February. 30-year, this won't even affect it at all because it's actually it does. But yeah, it's just generally, this is where the decline of the U.S. starts. And it's charts like this that confirm it. But worldwide, people have always looked upon the States as a place to be. But they're not finding it anymore, so they look elsewhere. And right now, from what I'm seeing, it's in Singapore and Hong Kong dollar. And again, we know about the latest events with the oil. You can see here, I would be expecting this to be popping. It may be in the States, but it's not happening worldwide. A lot of this, even though this should be on in the increase, should be going up. Obviously, this is related around the global sickness. And once those cases started to rise again, it goes flat. So a metric here on early indicator or leading indicator of performance is oil, but it's been flat lately. But I am wrong sometimes to say that. You can say the same thing about Brent crude as well. It's like both these WTI and Brent really mirror each other. Continuing along, more currency stuff, blah, 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 who cares? Here's another interesting one. We've already just looked at the S&P 500. And look how just lately, last 4 hours since the beginning of March, it's been on the rise. And now it's been, at best, a tiny, tiny increase just maybe last week. And it's really flat declining, okay? So that's your money being held up in nowhere, no different than in gold. So along comes the UK 100. It has its short, as well as that same with the SPY or the SPX 500. So that is showing shorts in the US markets. Again, coming back to the gold, Brent, we can see here, it's a short. Now, interesting one to watch that can do France 40. That's just the way it is. Okay, so now we see some more gold. This should not be happening. This is a true safe haven, gold or silver, in this case, silver. We should be up here, not down here. The only time when gold and silver will move is when the panic sets it. How do I know? Again, all I gotta do is look at the daily chart and look at what happened in the last year. Let me see here. So we got the week. Yeah, you can see here, just rising, and then starting to go into decline because there's better places to get better performance, which is the US stock market up to a point. Oh, look what we have here. We have our friend, the which I just talked about earlier, gold-silver ratio. See that long right there? That's when you know when you have what I call danger, be on the lookout. Okay. So that's an important one. Silver in Swiss franc, that should be longing, but we're not seeing it. I think a lot of it has to do with two things. Switzerland is no longer the place to be, the tax haven, thanks to countries like Germany. But here you can see the performance coming out of, as I said earlier, Hong Kong dollar, Japanese yen, but it's only with the Australian, with the New Zealand flat. So, but here, yeah, you see a little bit of strength recent with the Singapore dollar. Again, we have another short call for the France, 40, and on it goes. Now, the euro, you're not seeing anyone holding euro. Why? Two things, debt, as well as the global sickness, because they're not doing the job properly, let's just face it. All right, so you can see here, continuing along, now let's look at Japan. Japan has a short, that's a 225. Singapore 30, same thing, really going nowhere. A lot of these US equities are not the place to be in right now, even though despite what you hear, places like Bloomberg and whatnot. Look at this amazing performance, the pound against the Singapore dollar. What does this say? Well, if the US dollar was the place to be, it would be, you'd be getting the same performance. You'd be seeing it in these charts, but we're not. So boom, what does it say about England? Pound, New Zealand, not so strong, and so on and so on. Taiwan, always being under the threat of China. It's just because it's just not getting the performance that it could. UK 100, that's doing okay, but we have a short here, different than the US markets. Let's check out this, USD INR, the rupee, India, solid decline, flat for the Saudi. Two more shorts with a Thai baht as well. So don't, well, actually it's a mix with a long and a short. Really doesn't mean a lot. SPX 500, another short. Here's the 2-year bonds, slight long, and two shorts out of three. Not good. Oil, natural gas, another interesting one. It's doing okay, but it's been flat, no different than oil. Soybean, look at soybean. It's just starting to really accelerate due to the inflation as being a base food product. So more mixed stuff here. And that's it. But it doesn't stop there. Look at corn. Boom. But the acceleration of it starting at the beginning of April. Just that acceleration in corn price. Oh, sorry. That's, that's corn. Deutsche 30. It started to move up, but back down it goes. Soybeans, another commodity that's doing really strong. Pretty good there too. Natural gas, as I said, no different than oil. Sugar's another one that had to pull back, but starting to recover because of what? Inflation. And on it could go. So those are probably your top commodities to hold. Okay, so corn, soybean, and sugar. But I don't know if you've been reading, if you're on my Discord server, which you should be. Let me just get the invite code here. I'll post it in the video chat. But look at copper. Copper is a big one. That's probably your top performing commodity right now. Okay. So yeah, it doesn't look like I have my, oh, here we go. I'm just waiting for my Discord to come up. But in the meantime, there's not a lot going on. I don't want to say the other major currency that does better because YouTube doesn't want me to talk about it, of course. And let me just get the invite code here. Okay, so once this is done, I will terminate this video. Okay, boom, bam. Okay, there it is. If you want to join Discord. Other than that, thanks for watching. Have a good day.